Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me in studio is Director of Public Works for the Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo, Mark Forte, as well as Communication Strategist Adam Hardiman. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great to be here, Jaron. Back in the saddle here at Mix.
I know. It's been a long time since we've actually had an interview, Adam, but you're not the star of the show. It's Mark here with Public Works. So we're going to be talking about Public Work Weeks coming up. There's also a lot of things happening across the municipality that you oversee, Mark. So I think maybe just to start off with, I see you every council night. You're just sitting just to the left of me. But a lot of people don't really, I guess, know exactly what your department is responsible for, but you're one of the bigger departments in the municipality. So can you kind of give us a little bit of a explanation, I guess?
Sure, thanks for that. Public Works has more than 659 staff, almost half the municipal staff, and we're responsible for all the operations of the municipality, including transit services, environmental services, underground services, solid waste services, facilities, fleet, rec and culture, and we basically provide all the water to your taps, make sure that your sewer systems are working effectively, maintain all your roads and streets, as well as all the park systems that exist across the region, including winter road operations, as well as rural operations as well. So it's a very significant department, and we've got a great group of people that maintain this infrastructure for you.
Seems like you guys are just like a jack of all trades there. Seems like so many different operations all in one.
Yeah, you bet. And like I said, we've got some incredible people that work really hard every day to make sure that there's no interruptions to your services, mm-hmm. and really provide that optimal service. So Public Works Week is really important to us.
All right. So you mentioned there, just kind of specifically, you focus on all the different parks in the area. Also, if there's a problem, I guess, getting water in my taps, you're the people to call, right?
Yeah, you betcha. That's right. You know, we've got a dedicated team that works 24 hours a day if necessary to make sure that, you know, your services are maintained and people can get to work on time and things work properly throughout the systems.
All right. So I guess maybe let's get into Public Works Week, which is happening this week. So maybe just kind of maybe just explain, Mark, what this Public Works Week is all about.
Sure. The theme is It Starts Here, which really showcases and celebrates the vital role Public Works plays in connecting communities. Residents are invited to the municipality's 6th annual Show and Shine event on Wednesday, May 22nd, held in conjunction with National Public Works Week. And National Public Works Week is a celebration of tens of thousands of men and women in North America who provide and maintain the infrastructure and services collectively known as Public Works. Again, these professionals plan, design, build, operate, and maintain roads, transit systems, water supply, storm drainage, sewers, refuse disposal systems, public buildings, parks, trails, networks, as well as provide quality programming for events. There's more than 2,200 members across Canada that form the American Public Works Association and join members of the United States to represent more than 30,000 public works professionals in North America.
So we have the one event, Show and Shine, but I guess is this this whole week, is it mostly just to, I guess, recognize all the work that Public Work, I guess, does? Like I said, you guys are really behind the scenes in a lot of different departments.
Yeah, it's really recognizing the efforts of our staff, as well as showcasing maintenance equipment, including snowplows, refuse and recycling trucks, buses, loaders, graders, sweepers, fire trucks, demonstrations, information booths. The one other thing I'd like to mention is, in addition for those attending the Show and Shine event on May 22nd, we encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item for donation to support residents in need throughout the region. All donations will be stuffed into a transit bus as part of a Stuff a Bus program. At the end of the day, all donations will be delivered to the Wood Buffalo Food Bank.
All right, so that specifically is the Show and Shine event where you get to see all the new shiny equipment you guys have that, work across the municipality.
Yeah, the kids love it, and they get a chance to actually sit in the cabs and meet some of our staff and really learn about what Public Works do in the community.
Okay. I'm curious, like, what kind of equipment are we... You kind of touched on a little bit, like, snow plows and all that, but can you kind of touch a little bit more on what we'd be seeing?
Yeah, as I said, snow plows, refuse and recycling trucks, buses, loaders, graders, sweepers, and including some fire trucks. We'll have our RES friends there as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I remember when I was younger, always wanting to go in the fire trucks, and my grandpa was in construction. He had a loader. That was always cool to kind of just sit in there for sure. But... And is that just one event happening on Public Works Week? Is there anything else, I guess, being happening across that week to recognize all those stuff that you guys do?
No, we really focus it on one day. However, the week does pay tribute to all of our staff and what Public Works does. For more information about the Public Works Department, you can find that information at our website at rmwb.ca/PWW or learn about Public Works Week at apwa.net and publicworks.ca.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to continue our talk with Mark Forte, Director of Public Works at the municipality, as well as Adam Hardiman, Communication Strategist with the RMWB, talking about Public Works Week and what Public Works does for the region.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters,
brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103
Canada.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper and Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show, we're talking about Public Works Week. And joining me in studio to talk about that is the Director of Public Works for the municipality, Mark Forte, as well as Communication Strategist at the RMWB, Adam Hardiman.
How long has the RMWB been a part of Public Works Week?
This is our sixth annual event.
Sixth annual one?
Yeah.
And this is celebrated, I guess, across many municipalities across Canada?
Yeah, and internationally.
And internationally. Yeah. All right. So, Mark, we've covered quite a bit about Public Works Week. I think maybe if you can give us more of an elaboration. I know you guys do so much for the community, so many things behind the scenes that are happening right now. If you can kind of touch on some things.
Sure, yeah. Typical activities that are taking place this time of year. Obviously, we've got our parks maintenance activities that are happening. However, there's a hydrant flushing program taking place. Each spring, we commence preventative maintenance and ensure that hydrants are in good working condition. This can cause fluctuations in pressure from time to time, so we just ask residents to be patient while we work through those processes. Mm-hmm. Also, streets. Sweeping is in full swing. Electronic message boards are in place and areas scheduled for sweeping approximately 7 days prior to beginning the work. And temporary street maintenance signs are also placed in areas to be swept a minimum of 48 hours before sweeping begins. Please be cautious and give our drivers ample space when driving behind or passing equipment. Your cooperation will help keep everyone safe. And just a reminder that vehicles parked in active maintenance areas that have been signed could be subject to ticketing and towing. So we appreciate your cooperation in moving your vehicles to allow us to complete our work in a timely manner. One other thing, we all know that after a winter season, there could be potholes. Hopefully, you know, they're not swallowing your vehicle. Please feel free to report hot potholes that you encounter on the road. You can call our number at 780-743-7000, which is the Pulse line. Pothole patching begins typically the end of March and early April and continues throughout the summer. A couple other things. Free week at the landfill, May 13th to 17th for residential waste. New hours of operation at the soil stockpile at Abrams Land now Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for rebuild properties only. And a special thank you for those that were involved in the spring community cleanup. Thank you to all volunteers and businesses, residents that took part this year. 10,000 volunteers again this year. Thank you.
You guys just cover so much. I'm trying to figure out what to focus on, but I just realized you guys are the pothole guys. It seems like every time after winter, it's just like, man, I see all these potholes. Everyone's always complaining about the potholes, but you guys are the ones who have to deal with that after every winter.
Yep, you bet. That's one of the things we maintain, as well as work collaboratively with our engineering department for road maintenance as well.
All right. And you went off about a lot of different things, street sweeping, which is happening right now, hydrant flushing as well. Are there, I guess, any things that we're going to be starting to see you guys maybe going to be underdoing during the summer months, or is that just going to be taking part?
That continues all through the summer in our summer program, as well as obviously capital projects that we do. I think, you know, Mr. Hardiman would probably like to mention something about a Memorial Park project that's happening as well.
So I guess the perfect bridge right there from Mark. So you did mention that you guys oversee all the parks, and there is a memorial park being planned up in Beacon Hill in honor of Emily Ryan, who did unfortunately pass away evacuating the Horse River wildfire. But you guys are overseeing this, so just kind of give us a little bit of an update on that, Adam.
Well, you know, we had two great engagement sessions last week, our first two for this project, first one in McDonald Isle and the other one at Good Shepherd School in Beacon Hill. So it was really great to see our residents come out and give us their feedback, give us their ideas, and show their support. We think it's going to be a really key project for us. So really, we're just in that first phase. We do have an online survey that's available at rmwb.ca/memorial park. So we ask residents to go check that out, learn more about it, contact us anytime. It's a project that's aligned with our Parks Master Plan, but one I think that means a lot to a lot of people in the community. So tell us how you feel. Really, there's no designs or concepts. We really want the community to drive this. So you know, give us your thoughts. We're going to take a look at what the feedback is initially, and then the project team will take a look at that, and then we'll come back to the community in the months ahead with some ideas about how that can look. But really, right now, what we're looking for is, are you okay with this being in that part of Beacon Hill, kind of at the back end? And what do you want to see as a look and feel? How do you, when you walk into that park, what do you want that experience to be? So really at a 100,000 foot level for it right now, but we want it to be community driven for sure. So rmwb.ca/memorial park. We'll have that survey open until the end of the month. And again, thank you to all the residents that came out to our first two engagement sessions.
Mm-hmm. I guess the final decision on this whole park, that will be decided by Wood Buffalo Council, or is this something that the municipality is just going to maybe move ahead depending on what public opinion is?
Oh, certainly. It's always a decision of council, you know, living in the community. Right now, I think there's $150,000 that's been approved. But so right now, we're just in that, I guess, pre-design or design phase. So obviously, it depends on public feedback. It depends what our residents tell us and what they want to see. But the idea is hopefully we'd be able to clear the land or begin some construction this season, just in terms of getting that land ready, depending on what this feedback tells us. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to council and, you know, construction tentatively scheduled for 2020, but depends on a number of factors. Really right now is about having the conversation with the community.
You kind of answered my next question, but depending on the feedback, if the community does want to move forward at the Memorial Park, construction would start next year and the park would probably be finished next year, early 2021. Is that the expectation?
Yeah, that's the goal right now. But again, that's tentative. Right now, we really want to focus on that conversation, right? Because that's really what's going to drive it. So it's not for me to say or Mark to say or anyone else. It's really about something that we'd like to do, have that conversation, let people give us their ideas, their feedback. Obviously, we're working with the Ryan family. They're supportive of the project. Yeah. So we'll see after May what the feedback tells us, but it was certainly very, very positive. Mm-hmm. And there's first two sessions last week, and the survey results certainly tell us that it's something that the community supports.
Hey, that might be another park in the future for Public Works to be maintaining, right, Mark?
Yeah, you bet. And a fun fact for everybody, Parks maintains over 1,174 acres of green space, just to give you a bit of perspective.
I'm just trying to imagine that. That's a lot of green space there.
Well, something Mark, you know, he won't talk about, he won't brag, but you got to remember we're a regional municipality, mm-hmm. right? So it's a massive undertaking where square footage is the size of Nova Scotia. So it's a department that does a lot of great work for us. So we're certainly very appreciative, and a lot of work for communications as well. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Hopefully public can come out and celebrate Public Works and all those great employees this week and come out to the show and shine.
Yeah, special thanks to our staff, obviously. Again, that's what this week is about. So please join us and come out and share that experience with our staff and pay tribute to the amazing work that the staff does.
Mm-hmm. And Adam, you did bring up an interesting point, something I probably should have brought up earlier, but Public Works, obviously, we're not just Fort McMurray. We are the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. We do have a lot of rural communities as well. And Public Works, obviously, you have to oversee that as well. You mentioned some things that are ongoing right now, such as hydrant flushing and street sweeping. Are those taking part in the rural communities as of right now, or is that going to be happening in the near future?
Yeah, the rural communities are their own unique animal. Obviously, Ford Chip has its own dedicated workforce as well. But again, they also undertake maintenance activities up there, as well as run the regional airport that exists in Ford Chip too. So again, we've got an airport under our portfolio as well. So.
And you really are the jack of all trades. You're working on parks, you're making sure we have clean water, and then all of a sudden you're saying we have a couple airports under your jurisdiction.
I wish the listeners could actually see Jaron's face as he gives this interview, because he's going down a certain path, and Mark throws out airport, and then we throw out park, and then we throw out whoosh buses, right? So he's just like, wow, there really is a lot under. But that is the whole point of celebrating the employees.
We got to keep you guessing, Jared.
I guess I don't know if you can actually answer this, Mark, but like, why is your department so big? It seems like maybe you'd be able to maybe have different, maybe, obviously I'm assuming you have sub-departments, but I'm assuming, why have such a big department where you oversee so many different things?
We really wanted to focus operations and put operations together. It creates synergies across the branch to be able to focus operations. And I have a dedicated management team. We actually break it down into three separate branches. I have three senior managers that work underneath me that help to make sure everything keeps moving.
Does it get tricky for you at all when one day you could have, you have to deal something with whoosh, and then all of a sudden, like I said, street sweeping's underway, and maybe there's an issue with that? Is it, to change your brain thinking from one topic to another, does that get tricky for you?
Let's just put it this way. There's never a dull moment, and, every day is different. I have a great job and work with some great people, and I'm very supportive by my senior management and mayor and council as well. So very thankful to be in the position I am and work with some such great people.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, I'm going to be handing things off to Mix reporter Brandon Piper, as he had a chance to talk to the new head coach and general manager for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Culligan Water,
Fort McMurray Orthodontics,
and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and I'm going to be handing things off to Mix reporter Brandon Piper, as he had a chance to talk to the new head coach of the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, Dave Dupa, as well as Dave Fitzgerald, president for the team.
All right, so Dave, we'll start with you. Now it's all set in stone, officially head coach. Just talk about what this position kind of means to you with the team now that you're officially head coach.
The organization is a great organization, and I'm proud to be involved in this. I was proud to be involved in this for the last 4 years. I couldn't be happier to be in this position for these guys to have, put me in this position, right? And they're showing, they're showing the faith in myself. So, for me, it's, and my family, we were just over the moon with it.
And I guess for you, Dave, how hard was this decision, getting rid of Tom, who's been here for so long, and going with Dave, who's been under him for, 4 years now, if I'm not mistaken. How hard was that decision, and how confident do you feel now that Dave is your new guy?
Well, obviously, it was a very tough decision, and we had to look at all aspects of it. And at the end of the day, the organization need to assess that, and we had to move in a different direction. And Tom provided a lot of good value and a lot of good things while he was here with this organization. And we wish him all the best moving forward. And moving forward now with the organization, we're comfortable with the fact that Dave's very familiar with our organization. He's played a big part in the recruiting piece aspect as well, and he knows how the operation works here in Fort McMurray, and we're very confident that that Dave can bring his knowledge and abilities to continue the tradition we have here with the Oil Barons.
And I guess day two of the camp now, what are we liking so far? What have you seen that sort of impressed you, and how are you feeling so far with the camp as it stands?
There's a lot of young kids here. They're highly skilled. They move well. When we're recruiting kids to come to Fort McMurray, we're looking for kids that can skate, that compete hard, and that have a skill level that we think they're able to play in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So there's a ton of kids here that can play. It's just a matter of whittling them down to the guys that we think are ready this year. We have a bunch of kids that 2003s, 2002s that may not be ready this year, but they're going to be future Oil Barons, some of these kids.
And having been under Tom, what do you kind of want to take from his book and sort of carry over with your team now that you're head coach?
He was very good. He's organized. He knows what he's looking for. He's a good teacher. I mean, he was a good coach. He was a good coach. He was a good mentor for a lot of these kids. I know everybody that came through here, they keep in touch with him. They had a good relationship with him. And these are the things that you learn from a guy. As you go along, everybody that you meet, everybody that you deal with, you learn things from. And those are the things that I picked up from Tom.
And now that you are head coach, what are you sort of looking to do with this team? What are your personal goals now that you're the man? And what are your expectations, I guess, going into the season?
The expectations every day are for these guys to come out and work as hard as they possibly can. Now, we have a little bit of a rebuild here going this year. We bought last year at the deadline, so we had to sell a little bit. So it's a bit of a rebuild, but we're strong on the back end. We're returning most of our defensemen, so we should be strong there, and it's a good place to start. We're going to be looking for some top fours to put some pucks in the net. Always speed and determination, and those are the types of things that we're going to be a team that wants to go after teams every night. We don't want to sit back. We don't want to let the play come to us. We want to drive the play most nights, and hopefully we can find the kids here that are going to do that.
Do you think youth might be a bit of a disadvantage for you guys going into this season? Do you think maybe you guys might be a little bit green, or is that a concern at all? Do you think that might give you guys a bit of an advantage in any way?
Well, again, back on the back end, our goaltenders are both veterans. All our defensemen, we only lost Tanner Miller, which is a big loss. He was our captain. He logged a lot of ice time for us last year. So that's a big loss, but we have a lot of experience back there. Up front, we're young as we stand right now. We'll see how that goes. We may have to try to bring in some older guys here to fill some of those voids, but we're going to be young up front as it stands, and we're going to find some guys that we think that can play and compete hard and enough speed to play.
Perfect. Is there anything I didn't ask that you guys want to share at all?
I just want to say, you know, we're really appreciative of all the kids that are able to come up to Fort McMurray this weekend. A lot of those kids, they've never been to Fort McMurray. So it's an opportunity where we can showcase our organization, we can showcase Fort McMurray, and, you know, really, really get them to see exactly what we're about here. And then now they can visualize what, you know, what we have to offer here. And, you know, that's really what it is we want to be able to leave a positive impression on a lot of these kids here. And, you know, the future looks bright as we move forward.
Dave, anything to add to that?
No, he said it all.
Perfect. Well, okay. Dave DuPont and Dave Fitzgerald, thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. But make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.